Welcome to Unit 10, The Trick.
本单元学习目标一，通过本单元对话课的学习，进一步掌握预见、猜测和相信的日常交际用语。二，阅读课文 The Trick， 确切理解并完成有关课文内容的一些个练习。三，复习间接引语的用法。Well, Keith,We often hear about people who disappear. Now, what do you do if people disappear?
Well, if people disappear, you try to contact your friends or somebody else to find out what happened to them.
Okay. Now, will you make a phone call?
Yes.
Now, who do you make a phone call?
My first reaction would be to call their parents.
Uh-huh. Well, what might have happened to people who disappear?
Many things.
Uh-huh.
One of them could be they went camping and they got lost.
Yeah.
Another thing could be they woke up and forgot who they were, called amnesia.
Okay.
And they lost their mind.
Lost their memory,
right?
Yeah, okay. Well, today we're going to learn a dialogue about somebody who has appeared. Well, read the dialogue silently and try to find out the answer to this question.What do they think has happened to Linda Bell?
It looks as if she's gone away for a few days.
Now let's come to the language points. The first one.
Something may have happened to her. She might have had an accident.
也就是说他可能发生了什么事儿，他或许遭到了什么意外。注意这两个句子呀、都用了情态动词 may 或者是 might 加上完成式 may have done, might have done, 啊这种形式。那么这个结构呢表示对过去某事可能性的一种推测，也就是说可能已经怎么怎么了。所不同的是啊，第二句用了 may 的过去式 might， 这并不表示过去可能，而只是在语气上更增加了不确定的成分。用 might 呢，比用 may 更表示怀疑和不肯定。For instance,
it's 10 o'clock now. She may have arrived.
现在是10点钟了，她可能到了。The next one,
it's 10 o'clock now. She might have arrived.
现在是十点钟，他或许到了。那么这里面用了 might， 这里面用了 may， 那么也就是说第二个句子呢和这个第一个句子相比较，它的语气呢更为不肯定。 OK, number two.
It seems she was in class on Friday afternoon, but no one has seen her since.
Well, this sentence means she seems to have been in class on Friday afternoon, but no one has seen her since then. 也就是说，星期五下午她好像还在班里的，但从那天以后，谁也没有再见过她了。句子当中的这个 since 是一个副词，它表示上文所提到的某一个过去时间之后至今的这段时间。好，我们来看这个例句。For instance,
I have studied at this school.Since 1993.
Okay. 也就是说从1993年以来呢，我就在这所学校里学习。注意这 since 呢是一个介词。The next one.
He has lived in Beijing since he moved to the north 3 years ago.
Okay. 也就是说啊，自他从3年前移居北方以来就一直住在北京。这里面的 since 是一个连词，它后面接了一个句子。注意如果接句子的时候，这个句子往往用一般过去时，前面同样还用这个现在完成时。 The next one, number three.
So it looks as if she meant to return.
Okay, meant to return here means intended to return. 那么 mean to do something 表示的是就是说这个打算试图做某事。 For instance,
I mean to go tomorrow.
我打算明天走。 Mean doing something 表示意味着做某事。 For instance,
Missing the train means waiting for another hour.
也就是说，如果赶不上这班火车的话，也就意味着我们还得再等一个小时。注意 mean waiting。 Number four.
It's not like her to have missed 2 days of classes.
Well, this means she doesn't usually do things like missing classes. 也就是说误了两天的课，她可不像这样的人。注意这里面有一个句型叫 It's just like somebody to do something， 表示某人就是什么什么这个样子，表示赞扬或者是不满。如果用否定形式呢，则表示怀疑。我们来看几个例句。
It's like him to leave the work to others.
他就是这样的人，把工作推给别人。 The next one.
It isn't like him to have said anything like that.
他可不是说出那种话的人。 Number five.
If she's gone somewhere, she will have taken it.
Well, this means if she has gone somewhere, she's sure to take her purse. 也就是说，如果她去了什么地方的话，她一定会带上钱包的。注意，这个句子当中的主句用的是将来完成时 will have taken。那么构成呢，将来完成时的构成呢是 will have done， 它表示在将来某个时候已经完成的动作。不过词句当中的 will 呢用作情态动词，意思呢是一定会怎么怎么样。 OK, now let's look at some examples.
When they arrive tomorrow afternoon, I will have already left.
也就是说啊，他们明天下午呢这个到达的时候呢，我已经都离开了。也就是说明天下午他们到达时，我将会已经怎么怎么样，所以这时用 will have done 的形式。 The next one.
We will have to complete the railway by the end of next year.
也就是说我们将于明年年底以前呢建成这条铁路。 Number six.
She usually wears that round the middle when she goes out.
也就是说她出门时啊通常是在腰间上呢系上一个腰包。句子当中的这个 middle 指的是身体的中部，即腰部 waist 相当于。 OK, now let's look at this example.
He is 35 inches round the middle.
他的腰围是35英寸。 OK, now let's come to number 7.
Obviously she's gone somewhere to stay.
显然她去什么地方待了下来。Well, this means she's gone somewhere and will stay there. 那么句子当中的不定式 to stay 做目的状语，修饰 has gone， 意思是说到某处去待下来了。好，我们再看一个例句。
The new ideas have come to stay.
这种新思想呢已经扎下了根。Well, so much for lesson 37.Now let's move on to lesson 38. Well, please read the passage and try to find out the answers to the following questions. Number one, why was Bill worried?
Two men were following him. Bill was afraid that they would try to steal something from him.
Number two,Where had Bill planned to travel to?
Japan.
Number three, what was the new plan?
Mick would go to Japan instead of Bill.
Right. Well, next, please read the whole passage again, but carefully this time, and then...Answer the questions on page 57, part 3, discussion. Now please turn to page 57. Let's look at part 3, discussion. The first one. Why did Bill pretend to admire something in the shop window?
He wanted to see if the two men were still following him.
Number 2.Why did he go to Pyramid Hotel?
He had stayed there before.
Number 3. Why didn't he go up to his room immediately?
He was afraid that the men might attack him or break into his room.
Number 4. Why do you think Bill asked me not to say his name aloud?
The men might hear the name and would realize that the two men were working together.
Number 5. Why do you think he asked Meg not to say anything during the second phone call?
Because the men might hear something.
Mm-hmm. Number 6. Why do you think he began to feel less anxious when he saw the tall, fair man?
The tall, fair man with sunglasses was Mick, the person he was waiting for.
Okay, so much for the questions and answers. Now next, let's come to the language points. The first one.
Once again, he paused in front of a shop window, as though he was admiring something, then glanced over his shoulder before continuing down the street.
他再次在一家商店的橱窗前停了下来，好像是在欣赏某件商品，然后呢，他回头看了一眼，又继续沿街走去。注意 as though 或者是 as if 表示好像，引导的从句呢，常用虚拟语气，表示与事实这个相反的动作或者是状态。我们来看几个例句。
He acted as if though or if nothing had happened.
Okay, 也就是说他表现的呢这个若无其事的样子。
What next one?
This American girl speaks as though she were a Chinese.
这个美国女孩说起话来就好像她是一个中国人似的。那么这时候呢事实上呢她并不可能是中国人，所以我们这里头 as though 后面用了一个虚拟语气。注意虚拟语气呢这用的是 were 而不用 was。再有呢在上一个句子当中啊我们还出现了一个 glance 这个词。glance 表示瞥一下看一眼，它可以后面可以和介词 at, over 或者是 through 搭配。For instance,
He glanced over his shoulder to find if he was being followed.
也就是说他回头呢瞥了一眼看看是不是被人跟踪了。glanced over his shoulder here means look quickly over his shoulder.The next one.
Will you be able to glance over my report before I send it to the conference?
也就是说，你能不能在这篇报告送交大会之前呢，这个浏览一下。The next one.
He glanced through the letter from his girlfriend.
Okay, 就是说他快速地阅读了一下，看了一下他女朋友这个写来的一封信。
Number 2.
In a flash, he remembered everything, and a plan began to form in his mind.
Well, this just means he remembered everything at once and began to think of a plan.
也就是说，刹那间呢，他记起了这一切，于是呢，脑子里开始呢，有了一个计划。这里面 in a flash 表示转眼间或者是突然间。For instance,
In a flash, he realized that I was the patient he had treated a few months ago.
也就是说刹那间他想起来了我就是几个月前他医治过的这个病人。
Thousands of houses collapsed in the earthquake.It seemed that everything happened in a flash.
那么也就是说这个地震的时候啊几千幢房屋倒塌了这一切似乎都是一瞬间发生的。再有呢这个动词 form 表示形成。For instance,
These ideas have been formed in my mind.
也就是说这些想法已经在我的脑海中形成了。
I cannot form any idea or opinion about it.
也就是说关于此事我还不能形成什么想法或者是意见。
Number three,
he held out his hand and stopped a taxi.
就是说他伸出手来呢，然后拦了一辆出租汽车。这里面 hold out 表示是伸出来。
比如说 ，the man held out his hands and welcomed us.
那个人呢伸出手来欢迎我们。再有 hold out 还可以表示坚持。
For instance.
Are you tired? Can you hold out any longer?
也就是说你累不累啊？能不能再坚持一会儿？
Number four.
He appeared calm, but inside his heart was beating wildly with fear.
那么也就是说，他这个外表显得很平静，但他心里呢却因害怕而跳个不停。
What this means?He looked calm, but actually his heart was beating fast as he was full of fear.
介词短语 with fear 意思是由于害怕，那么 with 后面加上名词又是用来表示原因，其中的名词常常是表示情感的名词。比如说
His face turned pale with fear.
那么也就是说他由于害怕脸色变得苍白。
The old woman was trembling with cold.
那老妇人呢，冷得发抖。
The patient was burning with fever.
病人呢，当时正在发烧。
He brightened up with joy.
他由于高兴而容光焕发。
Her eyes were shining with pleasure.
也就是说，她的这个眼睛呢因为高兴呢而这个闪闪发光。
Number five,
He might be attacked and have his case stolen from him.
他可能遭到袭击，提箱呢也可能会被盗。
Have something done,
这是一个结构，表示让某人做某事。
For instance, I'm going to have my bike repaired.
就是我准备呢这个去修修自行车。
Tom had his hands burned.
那么这时候呢是说他们的手烫着了。也就是说这个结构呢有时也可以表示遭遇到某种不幸的情况。那么本句当中的这个 have his case stolen, 实际上就是这种用法。
Well, that's the end of lesson 38. Now let's move on to lesson 39.Read the passage quickly and try to find out the answer to this question. What was going to make the man with the beard unhappy?
The fact that Bill escaped and they did not manage to steal the computer program.
Okay, now next, please read the passage again, but carefully this time.And then answer the questions on page 58. Number one, why did the man with the beard think he was about to make a lot of money?
He was going to sell the computer program if he had succeeded in stealing it.
Number two,What was Bill worried about when he entered his room?
He thought the man might try to break into his room. Therefore, he moved the table against the door.
Number three. Who do you think knocked at the door? Who rang him up?
The men who wanted to steal the computer program, Mick rang him up.
Number four, what was curious about the hotel room?
It had flights of stairs leading to the room above it. Mm-hmm.
Number 5. How did Bill get out of his hotel room?
Up the stairs and through the door of room 511 into the upper passage.
Number 6. Why might the man with the beard be unhappy?
Because they would not be able to make a lot of money.
Number 7. In your opinion, what instructions did Bill give Meg in the second telephone call?
Come to room 511.
Okay, so much for the questions and answers. Now let's come to the language points. Number 1.
The moment he entered the room, Bill fixed the chain across the door.
他一进入房间呢，就用链条把卧室的门扣上。注意这里面的 the moment that 相当于以前我们学过 as soon as 表示一怎么怎么就怎么怎么样。For instance,
the moment he fell asleep, the telephone rang.
也就是说，他刚一入睡，电话就响起来了。
I recognize her the moment I saw her.也就是说我一看见他就立刻认出他来了。Number two.
The two men forced open the door of room 411, broke off the chain, and pushed the table to one side.
那两个人呢，这个撞开了411房间的门，打断了链条，然后呢，把桌子推到了一边。这里面 forced open the door means broke open the door by breaking the lock. Break off 在这里头表示折断。For instance,
the girl broke off a piece of chocolate and offered it to me.
那小女孩啊，掰了一块巧克力给我吃。
The boy broke off a branch from a tree and ran after a cat.
也就是说那个男孩呢折断一根树枝追赶着一只猫。再有呢 break off 还可以表示中断或者是突然停止。For instance,
they broke off their conversation when they heard a strange sound.
那么也就是说当他们听见奇怪的声音响的时候呢就中断了谈话。
The next one, the conference broke off.At noon,
也就是说这会议啊在中午突然休会。
Number 3.
They found themselves next to a bathroom at the bottom of the flight of 12 stairs.
他们发现来到了一间浴室的旁边，一段12节的楼梯下端。
Find oneself,
也就是 find 后面加上反身代词的时候表示发现自己不自觉地来到某处。For instance,
then I found myself surrounded by many students.
然后呢我就发现呢自己周围呢被许多学生围着。这里头用了 surround 这个词，那么用了它的过去分词 surrounded, 这是因为它和 myself 之间表被动，所以用的是过去分词。
The next one.
We walked on and on. At the sunset, we found ourselves in a small village.
我们不停地向前走，到太阳下山的时候呢，走进了一个小村子。
Number 4.
There was nowhere to hide.
Well, this sentence means there was no place where a person could hide.
也就是说，这里没有藏身之处。
Nowhere 表示没有，它是个副词。For instance,
the book was nowhere to be found.
这本书没有地方可以找到。
The poor old man has nowhere to live.
也就是说，这位可怜的老人呢，没有地方去住。
Well, that's the end of lesson 38.Let's come to the grammar part of this unit.
好，下面呢，我们来看本单元的语法重点。 本单元的语法重点呢是复习间接引语。
好，我们来看这个句子。
I met you somewhere before. I told the manager.
Okay. 那么当直接引语是一个陈述句的时候，我们把它变成间接引语的时候呢，往往由 that 来连接。那么这个 that 呢，在这里面可有可无，也可以省略掉。注意，这个由直接引语变成间接引语的时候，要调整一些个时态，或者是一些个人称代词。那么这句话就变成了 I told the manager that I had met him before。由原来的 have met 变成了 had met， OK， 那么原来的人称 you 要变成 him， 因为指的是 the manager。Number two，
Will Tom call back？ I asked。
好，那么这个直接引语呢是一个一般疑问句。当直接引语是一般疑问句的时候，变成间接引语呢，我们这时候要用 if 或者是 whether 来引出后面的句子。但是当 if 或者是 whether 引出来之后呢，后面的句子需要调整。原来的直接引语呢是一个一般疑问句，那么这时候呢后面要出现的是陈述句式，也就是说主语在前谓语在后，注意时态的调整。所以这句话就变成了 I asked if Tom would call back. Number three.
When are you leaving for Canada? The students asked me.
Okay. 那么这个句子的直接引语呢又是一个特殊疑问句。那么特殊疑问句把它变成这个间接引语句子当中的时候呢，需要注意先保留特殊疑问词 when， 然后后面还要注意语序问题，也就是后面要用陈述句式。所以是 are you leaving 现在变成了 I was leaving。那么整句话呢就成了 The students asked me when I was leaving Canada. Number four.
Change your dirty coat, baby, the mother said.、
那么这句话的直接引语呢，这是一个祈使句。那么请同学们注意，就是说当祈使句变到间接引语当中的时候呢，我们要注意这时候呢我们的动词往往要变成什么 tell, ask,order 等等，然后后面用不定式的形式来把这个动词原形引出来，也就 tell somebody to do something, order somebody to do something。 那么这里面就是 the mother told baby to change her dirty coat。 请同学们注意，如果祈使句是否定形式的时候，那么变成间接引语的时候要用 tell somebody now to do something。 OK，好了，同学们掌握这几种形式就可以了，在运用当中呢需要这个注意。
And that's the end of Unit 10.
See you soon.